Out of Five returning to us this morning from Deja Vu Theaters. Welcome back, Sharon Cummings. How are you today?
Fine, thank you.
And we also have with us Princess Samuels. How are you today?
Oh, I'm doing fine.
Tell us about Deja Vu Theater.
Deja Vu Theater is a production company that has been around for the past 14 years. We showcase local talent. All the productions that we've done has been with local talent. We have a vast amount of talent right here in our community. We do all types of productions, comedy, dramas, everything. We do a lot of original productions. The one that's coming up, it's for Caribbean Heritage Month, which is a celebration of a Jamaican icon, the Honorable Louise Bennett Coverley.
She is affectionately called Miss Lou, and tell us her historical significance.
About 50 years ago, she started writing about
patois, basically our culture, what's happening in Jamaica, and the way in which she does it is by using laughter, mixing it in and addressing social issues, things from as far back as slavery, coming right up to the color issue among ourselves. What is so interesting about her is that what was relevant then is still relevant now. She makes you look at yourself. She makes you embrace your culture, makes you love who you are.
And she brought a pride to those who speak patois and those that were also dark skinned at a time when it wasn't popular.
She tried to reach everyone from different various classes, but she was mostly accepted by what you would call the ghetto or the downtown people. Patois is a language in itself, which was shunned by most, especially uptown people, to be honest with you.
And that vernacular, that patois is that Jamaican dialect.
Now it is embraced by all, and also on an international level. And it is such a beautiful, colorful language.
Miss Lou left a tremendous legacy. Now this production you're going to have is going to take place on Saturday, June the 11th. At what location?
The African American Research Library and Cultural Center at 2650 Sistrunk Boulevard in Fort Lauderdale.
Tell us about the production. Will it have those elements of drama, comedy?
Everything. And I'm so excited about this year's production because she not only influenced other writers, but she influenced me because I didn't know a lot about my own culture. Since I've learned about Miss Lou, she has had such an impact in the way that I think. She brings out everything that I'm thinking. We have a lot of original pieces in this year's production.
Oh, yes, we do.
And it touches on the color issue, the language, the patois. It's a part of who we are.
And what's the cost to see Miss Lou in color, pantomime?
$15 in advance and $20 at the door. Tickets are available at Sam's West Indian Grocery, The Jamaican Shop, Reggae and Things in Coral Springs.
As I say, all your typical Jamaican outlets. And if you'd like more information, give me a contact number.
954-557-7491. That's 954-557-7491. Facebook page is Shar Cummings, our Deja Vu Theater Productions.
And this is not a one-woman production.
It's a cast. It's about 10 individuals. The Folk Review will be there. We have so much support this year. We're doing a lot of collaboration with like Anne McKenzie, Sophia Nicholson, the Folk Review.
And Ms. Samuels, you'd like to add?
What I would love for everyone to know, for those who grew up on Miss Lou, I mean, we're going to go way back to when we have the ring games and we have the maypole dance, traditional games.
That I've never seen.
Yes.
Someone told me about it and I'm like, oh yes, we're putting this in the show.
This is like old school play, but at the same time addressing new things that's happening now, present and current events. It's going to be funny. You don't want to miss the show. For those who usually go to the pantomime, this is it. Come out and see and then judge for yourself. You will not regret it.
Celebrating Caribbean Heritage Month with a production of Miss Lou in Color, Pantomime. And with us from Deja Vu Theater, we have the founder, Sharon Cummings, and we have Princess Samuels. Much success Saturday at the African American Research Library and Cultural Center in Fort Lauderdale.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.